learning to be both aggressive and comfortable. Probably it should read at the same time. You might write that in because that's what I really have in mind. Learning to be both aggressive and comfortable. I don't want you to have an aggressive day and then a goof off day. I don't mean that. I mean for it to be you learn to have a rhythm with Christ that is both aggressive and comfortable. And if it gets out of balance, you'll feel it, and you'll know you're not at the optimum. The optimum is a rhythm that really brings in the riches of Christ, and yet you're not even a little bit touched by being burned out by it. You're aggressive, but you're also, it's within your capacity, so you just go with it, okay? So you have to be both aggressive and comfortable at the same time. For example, to start out on the aggressive side, 2 Timothy 4:7, Paul's testimony was, "I have fought the good fight, I have finished the course, I have kept the faith." Does he sound laid back to you? This is a real thing, you know. I hope we can say this about every brother and sister here. At the end of your life, say, if that occurs, we could say these three testimonies, which Paul selected as the things that stood out to him about his life. I fought the good fight. I finished the course. I have kept the faith. So he was very aggressive. If you've read the Bible, the New Testament, you can see it cost him a lot to do these three things. It cost the whole thing. He paid the whole price to do these three things, right? Okay. Then, 2 Timothy 2:15, he's again urging Timothy, his child in the faith, to be diligent to present yourself approved to God. Approved, I think King James is unto God, A-U-G. Because I remember we used to talk about getting the A-U-G degree. Anyway, this is A-T-G, approved to God, you see. We need to be approved to God. An unashamed what? Does that sound like a goof off? Lazy? Laid back? If it have the case of sera, sera, you know? Do y'all know que sera, sera? It became a kind of a popular song decades ago. But I remember it because I was a little boy. Case, you know, it means what will be. In other words, it's a manana song. Anyway, here is a workman, amen. An unashamed amen. Workman. It means you have to work at it.
Yeah.
Why should we say you don't have to work at gaining Christ when here's a verse that says you should be a workman?
Yeah, that's right.
You see. If you're not going to take some time to pray, you're not going to have any prayer life. I mean, it's not going to happen some funny kind of way. You see, you have to build it up. If you're going to know the Word, you have to be a workman. You have to work at it. It's not going to happen by some kind of smoke and mirrors. Okay? You've got to do it. Okay?
Right.
This is your life we're talking about. The main thing. See, lifeless, this is for your life. You have so many years ahead of you to know the riches of Christ, but you gotta do some work. Okay. If I don't say that, I'm not speaking the truth. You gotta work at it. Then it says cutting straight the word of the truth. You know, it's so good to cut the word straight. I think in King James it says, cutting straight the word of truth. It's about rightly dividing the word of truth. Yeah, divide the word of truth. Here it says cutting straight the word of the truth. Even the translation is uplifted here. I kind of think it might refer somewhat to the same concept, because in Paul's day, there was so much confusion by other people who wanted to mix the Old and the New Testaments, you know, the two covenants. But you have to cut it straight or you'll miss it. Okay. Anyway, you get the point. Now, that's on more on the aggressive side. Now, I want to give you on the, be a little comfortable, okay? So here we are on the get a little comfortable. I'm getting to it. I know what you prefer, so I'm getting to it. But by the grace of God, I am what I am.
Amen.
That ought to comfort everybody. See? But by the grace of God, I am what I am. See? That's it. That, you know, Paul really believed that, and he was that. See? But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And His grace unto me did not turn out to be in vain. Isn't that great? What if He gave us the grace and it was available to us, but we didn't take it? That would be really negligent, right? So we would be guilty there, not in the sense of the law, but in the sense of neglecting grace, you see. So it was not given to him in vain. But on the contrary, then, now we're back to aggressive. I labored more abundantly than all of them. All of them. That means every other person, every other apostle, he said, he testified late in life, I was more of a workman than anybody. Comma. Now back to the comfortable side. Yet not I, but the grace of God which is with me. You see? So, you know what? Peter could have tried his best to be Paul, but he wouldn't have pulled it off because he did not have that grace. But he could take the things of Paul and apply them to his own life, and he had the grace for that, you see. So we should never try to emulate another person in their function, but emulate what they are in their, I should say, fruits of the Spirit and constitution of their being. And if we say function, then it's really a function that's common to us all. But some people have a function that is not a common function, you see. And so you don't need to be like that. But you need to gain the grace from that. And all these different kinds of functions in the body of Christ complement one another. And when you put it all together, you have a complete expression of Christ that meets all the needs of both God and man. I don't see how you can have a problem with that. It's too clear, it's too simple, it's too logical, and it's also too pretty. You see? It's too godly. Man can't do this, but only God could be like this, you see. Okay, then lastly, on the comfort side, this is a really comfort, man, this knocks you out of the picture. So then it is not of him who wills, nor of him who runs, but of God who shows mercy. So see, there is a concept that is really high, way up there, way up beyond all the other concepts. That really, it's a matter of mercy. It's a matter of mercy. And, you know, sometimes in our human experience, not too often, but sometimes we come to this verse in our experience. It's a verse of mercy. And we just feel like the only thing we can go to the Lord and beseech Him about is be merciful. Amen. And we do that. Have you done that?
Yeah,
I have. Well, if you haven't, I promise you, you will do that. You will go to the Lord and say, Lord, all I can say is I need mercy. I need your mercy. Lord, have mercy. I am at the end of what I can do. I can do no more. I can do nothing. I need your mercy. I need you, you see. And it's not my willing, my running. I already finished that, and it didn't work. And it didn't solve the problem. So, you see, here's a verse. If you put them all together, you know, and stir them in a blender, you'll come out with God really wants us to be aggressive and comfortable at the same time. And you know it in your own being when you reach a kind of rhythm. If you get too comfortable, you'll sense I'm not being aggressive enough. And if you get too aggressive so that you're really overextending your capacity, you'll sense it. You need to pull back a little and be comfortable.